we are ready to tip things off. It is St. Joe and Kalamazoo Central tonight, and the winner advances to take on Lakeshore for the Division I District Championship Friday night here at St. Joe. With Kalamazoo Central having the number two overall seed, St. Joe the lower seed here tonight. They're in their road blue uniforms, trimmed in maize and gold. Kalamazoo Central in the road in the home white uniforms, trimmed in maroon. And the opening tip, they're going to try it again. Luke Hedstrom is jumping for St. Joe, and Javion Henry for Kalamazoo Central. The opening tip is taken by St. Joe. Josh Henry bouncing right side for Jeremiah Sterling. Get it to Terry left side. Josh wants to go baseline. He's denied. We'll bring it back out to the top of the key. Josh dribbling in the high right wing. Look for St. Joe to show some patience tonight. Working for the good shot. Terry from the right side. He will look to lay one up. He is tied up. We've got a jump ball. And the alternate possession, he is going to give it to Kalamazoo Central. So the Maroon Giants will have their first possession of the night. Not quite 30 seconds gone in the first quarter. 0-0 our score. Scott Hughes quickly into the offensive end. We'll get it to Henry in the right wing for Kalamazoo Central. Back to Hughes at the top of the key, picked up by Terry. Toss it to the right side, and a three-point jumper is no good for Muhammad Kamara, and the rebound to St. Joe. Sterling in the right wing, three-point jumper away, and it's good. Jeremiah Sterling starts the scoring for St. Joe with a three. It's an early 3-0 St. Joe lead. Kalamazoo Central with the basketball. From the left side along the baseline, pull-up jumper is no good for Trevon Gunter. Rebound to St. Joe. Sterling in the offensive end along the baseline to Blomgren. And the pass too far for Andy to catch up to. And the turnover is going to give it back to Kalamazoo Central. Maroon Giants will inbound in the backcourt uncontested. 3-0 is the St. Joe lead. Just over a minute gone here in the first quarter. Gunter, left side, he's being picked up by Griffin Shinrock defensively. Three-point jumper away, no good. Rebound out of bounds off of Central. It will go to St. Joe. Again, the winner will take on Lakeshore Friday night for the district championship. 3-0 St. Joe the lead. Bears will inbound against full court pressure. 6:40 to go, opening quarter on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM. St. Joseph, Benton Harbor. Luke Hedstrom from the left side will drive it in, lay it up, no good. Henry the rebound for Kalamazoo Central. Get it to Hughes. Hughes left side to Gunter. Back to the left side of the lane. Leaning jumper is no good for Crawford. But a putback is good for Crawford. Crawford with his own follow, give him two. It's a 3-2 St. Joe lead. Bears inbound against full court pressure. Terry will get it to Sterling. Jeremiah at the free throw line. Pull up jumper, rims out, no good. And the rebound, Crawford for Kalamazoo Central. Crawford goes right side to Kamara along the baseline. Pass it to Henry in the box left side to Crawford. Alone right side of the lane, lays it up and good. Gerald Crawford now with 4 points on the night. 4-3 is the Kalamazoo Central lead. St. Joe to inbound against full court pressure. Ball stolen away by Crawford. Right side to Kamara. He'll lay it up. No good. I should say Gunter, but a blocking foul in the lane on St. Joe. See who the Bears foul is on. The official looking for the right jersey. Might be on Andy Blomgren. The official looking every which way he can to see which number he's looking for, and it is going to be on Andy. Blomgren his first.
His first personal foul. Team's first.
Oh, instead they're going to give it to Josh Terry. So at the free throw line for Central, Gunter to shoot two. And the first one is good. One more coming up for Gunter, the 6'2 senior. And his second free throw is good. Trayvon with 2 points on the night. 6-3 is the Central lead. St. Joe to inbound against full court pressure. Terry down the right side, midcourt, ball almost stolen away, picked up by Blomgren. Left side to Hedstrom, three-point jumper, he is off the mark, no good. Shinrock the rebound, put back off the glass, rolls out, no good. Griffin battling for his own rebound, and he is fouled on the way up. And the central foul is on Kamara for Muhammad, his first, team's first. St. Jody inbound along the baseline in the offensive end. Blomgren to toss it in. Andy, get it right side to Hedstrom. Luke will dribble away from traffic, get it out to Terry and Josh to set up the offense from the high right wing to Blomgren. Now Shinrock, Griffin to the free throw line, picks up the dribble. Looking for an outlet right side, here's Jeremiah Sterling. Sterling along the baseline, lays one up, and it rolls out, no good. The rebound comes out to Crawford for Kalamazoo Central. In the offensive end, Henry, he'll lay it up and good. Javion Henry's got two. 8-3 is the Central lead. St. Jody inbound against full court pressure. Terry will get it to Blomgren. Andy, ball almost stolen away, but it's picked up by Terry. Josh up over the timeline right side to Shinrock. Griffin wants to go baseline, he's denied. We'll get it to Sterling. Down low to Blomgren, and Andy is fouled as the pass comes in. Central fouls on Javion Henry, his first, and the team's second. St. Jude inbound along the baseline of the offensive end. 4:46 to go in the opening quarter. Kalamazoo Central 8, St. Jude 3. 106-1 and 1400 WSJM. St. Joseph Benton Harbor inbound pass into the backcourt goes to Terry. Josh, back right side, one-on-one against Kamara. Brings it baseline right side. Fall away jumper is no good, up over the backboard and out of bounds. And it's going to go to Kalamazoo Central. So the Mustangs will inbound in the backcourt uncontested. Scott Hughes up over the timeline. We'll get it to Henry. Left side, Kamara. Left side of the lane to Crawford. Back to Hughes. Again, right side, Kamara to the free throw line. His pull-up jumper is good. Muhammad Kamara, 2 points on the night. 10-3, and a steal on the inbound pass by Kalamazoo Central. Kamara will lay it up and good. And we've got a timeout. St. Joe will step aside. 4:06 to go, opening quarter. Kalamazoo Central 12, St. Joe 3 on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports and the WSJM Sports app.
Be a part of the conversation about high school sports. Grab your cell phone and follow the MHSAA on Twitter at MHSAA. You can also find us on Facebook and Instagram for tournament in-game updates, event announcements, and high school sports news around the state year-round. You can connect with the MHSAA today. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.
106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports, Southwest Michigan Sports Station.
After the St. Joe timeout, 4:06 to go, opening quarter. Kalamazoo Central 12, St. Joe 3. Bears to inbound along the baseline of the backcourt. Here's Jeremiah Sterling down the right sideline. We'll get it to Hedstrom, right side. Shinrock bounces it left side to Nick Borey, who checked in during the timeout. Nick in the box left side, short jumper rolls out, no good. Kalamazoo Central the rebound. Hughes up over the timeline. Scott in the left wing just inside the arc. Jumper no good. Rebound by Henry. His putback is deflected and loose on the floor, and it's tracked down by Kalamazoo Central. From the left side, Hughes will lean in, lay one up, no good, but he's fouled on the way up. And the St. Joe fouls on Nick Borey. For Nick, his first, team second. Foul's going to send Scott Hughes to the free throw line to shoot two. First one is good. High school basketball on WSJM Sports, brought to you in part by Victoria Eberhardt, associate broker of Realty Executives. Whether buying or selling, expect the best in service, get the best. Put Victoria Eberhardt and Tina Thornton with Realty Executives to work for you today. Brennan Kearns checking in between the free throws for St. Joe. Second free throw is no good. And the rebound comes out to St. Joe. In for Kalamazoo Central, Hutch Ward will check in. Blomgren, right wing for St. Joe, to Sterling. Jeremiah to the top of the key, wants to drive left side of the lane, lay it high off the glass, no good. Rebound pulled down by Thomas Dillard, who also checked in for Ramsey Nichols and the Maroon Giants. Right side, he'll get it to Ward. He will step out of bounds, going baseline, and the turnover is going to give it back to St. Joe. Bears to inbound in the backcourt against full court pressure. Comes to Shinrock. Griffin will leave it off for Blomgren. Pass at midcourt is intercepted by Scott Hughes. Hughes to the top of the key. Three-point jumper, no good for Dillard. And a loose ball rebound, Bore for St. Joe. To Sterling. Jeremiah will leave it off for Kearns and Brennan down the left side for St. Joe. Under 3 minutes to go, first quarter, 13-3 is the central lead. Sterling dribbling out high, will leave it off for Blomgren. Andy goes left side for Kearns. Brennan wants to drive, he's denied, back to Blomgren. Now right wing to Sterling. Jeremiah along the baseline right side to Shinrock. Griffin picks up the dribble, comes out to Kearns, right side, in the wing. Three-point jumper is good. Brennan Kearns off the bench, his first bucket is a three. 13-6, Central the lead and the basketball. Dillard from the left side, into the paint, and he's fouled on the way in. And the St. Joe foul. Sent Andy Blomgren, that'll be his first. Team's third. Josh Terry is going to re-enter the lineup for St. Joe on the dead ball. Andy Blomgren will head to the bench. So checking in for St. Joe is Grant Hardy. Pull-up jumper in the middle of the paint on the inbound pass is good for Gerald Crawford for Central. Crawford now with 6 points on the night. 15-6 is the Central lead. St. Joe the basketball coming up on 2 minutes to go in the first quarter. Hardy, get it to Terry, up over the timeline. Josh to the left of the Bear logo at midcourt. Left side to Kearns. Brennan fakes the three, looks to work off a screen. Bring it to the free throw line, into the paint. Pull-up jumper is good. Brennan Kearns got 5 points tonight. 15-8 is the Central lead. The Maroon Giants the basketball. Dillard, right side, will get it to Ward. And his pass along the baseline is knocked out of bounds off of Griffin Shinrock. So it's off St. Joe. It will stay with Central. Greg Schaefer is going to go back to the bench as Connor Wright will check in for the first time tonight for St. Joe. Earlier tonight, Lakeshore defeated Mattawan 63-33 to advance to the district championship. Also earlier tonight, Benton Harbor defeated Hamilton 83-60. Benton Harbor advances to the Division II district championship in Holland coming up Friday night. That game you'll hear live here on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports. And a three-point jumper from the left side. Good for Scott Hughes. Bounced around. Eventually found its way down. Hughes has got four. 18-8 is the Central lead. St. Joe the basketball. Terry goes baseline right side. Lays one off the glass and he got it. Nice job by Josh Terry. And a timeout. Central will step aside. 109 to go in the first quarter. Kalamazoo Central 18, St. Joe 10 on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports and the WSJM Sports app.
This is Jessica from Harding's Friendly Markets. Are you a Harding's Reward member? Sign up at Harding's.com to receive personalized digital coupons, free club reward items, and earn money for your nonprofit.
This week, it's a half-price sale. Boneless, skinless chicken breast, T-bone steak, and our family shredded or chunk cheese, all half price.
Get in, get out, get home. Harding's Friendly Market.
106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
After the Kalamazoo Central timeout, 109 to go in the first quarter. Central 18, St. Joe 10. Central with the basketball. Enrique Smith-Shepherd checks in during the timeout for the Maroon Giants. Smith-Shepherd has it in the left wing. He's going to be picked up by Brennan Kearns defensively. Under a minute to go in the quarter. Deep three-point jumper from the left side is good for Trayvon Gunter. Gunter's got 5 points on the night. And it's 21-10, Kalamazoo Central. Terry, bounce pass down low to right, back to Terry. Josh, short jumper in the paint is good. Terry with 4 points, 21-12. It's the Central lead. Maroon Giants to basketball. Smith-Shepherd has it at the hash mark. Left side for the Giants. Brings it to the free throw line, and as he brings it in, we've got a blocking foul on St. Joe. And the Bears foul is on Brennan Kearns. Brennan his first, team's fourth. Kalamazoo Central, Lindbaum along the baseline in the offensive end. Pass it to the right side, and a leading jumper on the box left side or right side is no good, but the putback is good for Gerald Crawford. Crawford's got 8. 23-12 is the central lead. 10 seconds to go in the quarter. Hardy will get it to Terry inside the midcourt circle, to Kearns, right side to Bore. Nick will lay it up and no good. Rebound Kalamazoo Central. Half court jumper. Nope, they're not even going to get the jumper off. That'll do it for the first quarter. We'll take a break. Score after one. It's Kalamazoo Central 23, St. Joe 12. On 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports and the WSJM Sports app.
When your ride is repaired at AIR, Advanced Import Repair, it's not the work of some kid still learning to turn a wrench. It's in the skillful hands of owner John Van Landingham. And that's important because John has earned advanced master level certifications. So whether it's an oil change or a major repair, you can breathe easy with AIR. Specializing in Asian imports like Toyota, Honda, and Mazda, but every make and model's welcome, breathe easy with AIR Advanced Import Repair. M139, Benton Harbor.
Hi, I'm Dawn. I'm a skills trainer with Gateway Services. A lot of our clients all have the same hopes and dreams and fears that everyone else has. They just need support to overcome those different obstacles that they might have. I think the moment that I realized that I loved this job probably came the first time a client thanked me for helping them. I guess it's just the feeling of joy that it brings me, myself, to see them succeed at so many different things.
Learn more at gatewayvro.com.
106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports, Southwest Michigan Sports Station.
We played one at St. Joe in this Division I district semifinal. It is Kalamazoo Central 23, St. Joe 12. And St. Joe has the basketball on the alternate possession to begin the second quarter. Brennan Kearns leading St. Joe off the bench with 5 points. Josh Terry with 4. 3 points for Jeremiah Sterling. And Kearns, a jumper just inside the arc top at the key. No good off the front of the rim. Foul on St. Joe and the rebound. It's on Nick Bore. Nick will pick up his second and the team's 5th. Gerald Crawford leading Kalamazoo Central. Game high, 8 points on the night. Central the basketball. Up 23-12, just underway here in quarter number 2. Left side, Hughes, top of the key, 3-point jumper rattles out for Gunter, and the rebound to St. Joe. Kearns, up the middle for the Bears, top of the key, shovel pass back out high near the midcourt circle to Terry. Josh, one-on-one against Kamara, goes right side, Bore. Now near the midcourt circle, Grant Hardy. Left wing to Kearns, Brennan, dribble away from traffic. To right, left side of the lane, pull-up jumper is around and in. Connor Wright, his first bucket tonight off the bench. He's got 2. It's 23-14 Central. Tonight's ballgame at WSJM Sports brought to you in part by Lake Michigan College. Your journey begins at the lake. Check out lakemichigancollege.edu. Kalamazoo Central loses the ball on the floor, picked up by St. Joe. Right down the lane, will lay it up and good. Connor Wright's got 4. 23-16 is the central lead. Giants to basketball coming up on 6.5 minutes to go in the game. Top of the key, Hughes, 3-point jumper is good. Scott Hughes with a 3-point jumper to give him 7 points on the night. 26-16 is the central lead. St. Joe the basketball. Now 6:10 to go in the half. Hardy, hash mark left side to right. Connor along the baseline, looks to back in. Follow away jumper left side of the lane is no good. Loose ball picked up by Hughes. Scott quickly into the offensive end for Central. At the free throw line down the left side of the lane, will lay it up and good. Scott Hughes with a nice drive down the left side of the lane. Give him 9 points on the night. 28-16 is the central lead. Full court pressure. Hardy dribbles through traffic and he's fouled as he goes by Muhammad Kamara. And Muhammad picks up the foul. His second. Team's 3rd. Broadcast of tonight's game is a copyrighted presentation of the Michigan High School Athletic Association and WSJM Sports. No reproduction, retransmission, or other distribution of the descriptions or accounts of this game may take place without the express written consent of the Michigan High School Athletic Association in 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports. Jeremiah Sterling checking back in for St. Joe. Andy Blomgren also checking back in for Coach Greg Schaefer and the Bears. Thomas Dillard back out for Kalamazoo Central along with Javion Henry. Left side, here's Terry for St. Joe. Brings it to the top of the key, picked up by Dillard. Right wing to Kearns. Brennan one-on-one against Trayvon Ferris, who checked in during the last dead ball. To Connor Wright. Get it to Sterling near the midcourt circle. One-on-one against Dillard. Jeremiah to the free throw line. Spin, short jumper deflected by Dillard. Loose ball picked up by Central. And a foul on St. Joe trying to get it back. And it's on Jeremiah Sterling. Jeremiah, his first, team's sixth, 5:12 to go in the half. Central up by 12, 28-16, matching their biggest lead of the night. Scott Hughes left side for the Giants into the corner left side. He'll find Dillard. Now right side of the lane, the ball is lost out of bounds off of St. Joe. It's going to stay with Central. Winner of this one will take on Lakeshore Friday night for the district championship at the Bear Den. On the dead ball, Troy Brantley will check into the lineup for Coach Greg Schaefer and the Bears. Brennan Kearns will get a breather for St. Joe. Dump pass into the paint. Short jumper is no good for Gunter. Loose ball rebound comes out to Kalamazoo Central, though. Here's Hughes to Gunter. Deep three from the left wing, no good. Henry, the follow is good. Javion Henry with 4 points tonight. It's 30-16, Kalamazoo Central. St. Joe against full court pressure. Blomgren get it to Terry inside the midcourt circle. Josh dribbles it to the right side. One-on-one against Gunter. We'll go left side to Connor Wright. Now Sterling. Jeremiah right in front of Kalamazoo Central coach Ramsey Nichols. Brings it back out high to Terry. Now to Wright. Connor, right wing, pass tipped away, but it's picked up by Andy Blomgren. Blomgren wants to go baseline right side. He's denied by Hughes, loses it on the floor. Hughes away with it. He'll drive it in from the left side, lay it up. No good. Rebound, Kalamazoo Central. Henry will get it to Gunter. He'll lay it up and good. Trayvon Gunter with 7 points. 32-16, Kalamazoo Central the lead. St. Joe wants a timeout. We'll step aside. 3:54 to go in the half. Kalamazoo Central 32, St. Joe 16 on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports and the WSJM Sports app.
People say buying a new vehicle can be stressful. Hi, I'm Brian Lairs from Campbell Ford Lincoln in Niles, and we've removed the stress from the car buying experience with our $500 guarantee. You don't have to stress out about getting the best deal because we guarantee upfront we'll beat any deal from another Ford dealer by at least $500. That's our everyday $500 guarantee. And see our inventory at CampbellFordNiles.com. Campbell Ford Lincoln in Niles, the best bottom line is right at the state line.
Higher standards? It's what you can expect with a NECA electrical contractor using electrical workers from Local 153. Trained, efficient. These workers complete an intensive 5-year apprenticeship. The result? You save time and money on your commercial, residential, or industrial project by getting it done right the first time. Don't settle for less on your next project. Hire higher standards. Hire a member of NECA, the National Electrical Contractors Association. To find out how, visit necani.org.
106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports, Southwest Michigan Sports Station.
Phil McDonald back at the Bear Den after the timeout. St. Joe basketball, Kalamazoo Central 32, St. Joe 16. Now 3:45 to go in the first half. St. Joe the basketball. Roy Prattley from the right side to Andy Blomgren. Now Luke Hedstrom, who checked in during the stoppage of play. Hedstrom in the high right wing. Get it to Prattley. One-on-one against Thomas Dillard. Now to Sterling near the midcourt circle. Jeremiah goes right side to Terry. Josh top of the key to Blomgren. 3:20 to go in the half. St. Joe the basketball. They trail it by 16. Pass to the right side is intercepted by Dillard. We'll have a foul on St. Joe trying to get it back. And it looks like that's going to be on Josh Terry. And it is. Josh will pick up his second. Team's seventh, so it's going to send Kalamazoo Central to the free throw line. Final score for you in district semifinal play. Buchanan pulled away for a 67-58 win over Niles. So Buchanan advances as Niles' season comes to a close. Foul sends Thomas Dillard to the free throw line to shoot 1-1 for Central. Before he shoots, Javion Henry checking back in for Kalamazoo Central. Now Dillard's first free throw is good. He'll get the bonus. High school basketball on WSJM Sports tonight, brought to you in part by Lake Michigan College. Your journey begins at the lake. Check out lakemichigancollege.edu. Nick Borre checking back into the lineup for Coach Greg Schaefer and the Bears. Second free throw for Dillard is good. Central now 5 of 5 from the free throw line here in the first half. They lead it 34-16, full court pressure. Bears will get it in. Jeremiah Sterling along the far sideline to Blumgren, back to Sterling. Bears need to break the timeline pretty quickly, and they do with Blumgren to the left side. Andy now double teamed as he gets it up over the timeline, finds Sterling inside the midcourt circle. Jeremiah giving go to Luke Hedstrom, lays it up and good. Nice move by Luke Hedstrom, give the assist to Jeremiah Sterling. 34-18, Central the lead in the basketball, 2:45 to go in the half. Hughes in the left wing for Central. Swing it right side for Smith Shepherd. Three-point jumper is good for Enrique. His first bucket of the night comes outside the arc. 37-18 is the Central lead. St. Joe quickly into the offensive end. Sterling right side to Borre. His pull-up jumper right side of the lane is good. Nick's got 2 points, 37-20. Central the lead in the basketball, 2:15 to go in the second quarter. High left wing, Scott Hughes for the Maroon Giants. Hughes will bring it to the free throw line, kick it right side for Smith Shepherd. Enrique will drive it in from there, lay it up, no good. Andy Blumgren, the rebound stolen away by Central, and Thomas Dillard will lay it in. Andy never even saw him behind him, and Dillard just stole it away and laid it in. St. Joe into the offensive end to lose it on the floor, and we're gonna have a charge on Jeremiah Sterling. Jeremiah his second, and the team's eighth. 1:49 to go in the half. 37-22 is the Central lead. Maroon Giants will inbound in the backcourt uncontested. Brennan Kearns will check back in for St. Joe. Grant Hardy as well. Right side, it's Enrique Smith-Shepherd for Central. One-on-one against Hedstrom, brings it to the right side of the lane, kicking into the corner right side for Hughes. Scott to the top of the key. Open for three, not gonna take it, he'll drive the lane. His dish to the right side is tipped away, but we've got a foul on St. Joe. And looks like the Bears foul is gonna be on Jeremiah Sterling. That'll be his third. Team's ninth. Thomas. Take that back, it's gonna be Scott Hughes. Back to the free throw line for Central. Troy Prattley is gonna re-enter the lineup as Jeremiah Sterling will head to the St. Joe bench with the three personal fouls. Scott Hughes to the line to shoot 1-1. He's got 9 points. Front end is good. He'll get the bonus. Right now, Kalamazoo Central 6 of 6 from the free throw line here in the half. St. Joe yet to go to the charity stripe. Second free throw is good for Hughes. 41-20. Central the lead. St. Joe the basketball. Kearns one-on-one against Hughes. Bring it down the left side. As he breaks the timeline, brings it to the top of the key. Nice job by Brennan to break that press. Left side of the circle to Hardy. Grant will dribble it right side to Hedstrom. Luke along the far sideline. Loses it, gets it back. We'll get it to Hardy. Tosses it into the corner left side for Kearns. Brennan brings it away from traffic. 1 minute to go in the half. Kearns picks up the dribble along the baseline. Here's Prattley. Get it back out to Hardy. Grant top of the key to Kearns. Fakes the three, steps inside the arc. Jumper is good. Brennan Kearns has got seven. 41-22 is the Central League. Give and go to Henry along the baseline. Kick it into the left corner. Now into the left wing. Three-point jumper rims out. No good for Hughes. And a foul on the rebound. This is going to be on Kalamazoo Central. Central foul is on Javion Henry, his second. Team's fourth. St. Joe to inbound against full court pressure. 36 seconds to go in the half. 41-22 is the Central lead. Inbound pass will come to Kearns. He'll dribble it up against Thomas Dillard. Gets it into the front court with 30 seconds to go in the half. Brennan goes left side for Prattley. Troy top of the key to Hardy. Grant bounces it left side back to Prattley. Troy dribbling at the hash mark left side to Kearns. Top of the key, fakes the three. Leave it off for Hardy. He'll fake the three-point jumper. And as he tries to drive in, he's fouled out high. And the central foul is on Javion Henry. It'll be his third. Team's fifth. St. Joe to inbound along the near sideline in front of the central bench. 14 seconds to go in the quarter. Troy Prattley to toss it in for St. Joe. Get it into the backcourt to Hedstrom. 13 seconds to go in the half. Luke down the right sideline, up over the timeline, and he is blocked, bumping foul at midcourt on Central. And it's on Travion Ferris. His first, team sixth. Now 8 seconds to go in the half. Pratt leading inbound just on the offensive side of the midcourt stripe from the far sideline. Get it to Kearns. Brennan to the top of the key. 6 seconds. 5 seconds. Three-point jumper. Got it! Brennan Kearns' second three-pointer of the night. And that is going to do it for the second quarter. We played a half of the Bear Den in this Division I district semifinal. The winner earns a shot to take on Lakeshore for the district championship Friday night. We'll take a break. Halftime score. Kalamazoo Central 41, St. Joe 25. On 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports and the WSJM Sports app.
106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
The Division II District Semifinal matchup. Halftime score, Kalamazoo Central 41, St. Joe 25. Central the basketball with the alternate possession to begin our third quarter here at the Bear Den in St. Joe. From the left side, a three-point jumper in the corner is no good for Travion Gunter, but the rebound putback is good for Gerald Crawford. Crawford's got 10 points on the night. 43-25 is the central lead. St. Joe to inbound against full court pressure. Josh Terry left side to Brennan Kearns. Back to Terry inside the midcourt circle. Josh brings it right side. He's picked up by Scott Hughes defensively. Terry goes right side for Griffin Shinrock. Shinrock one-on-one against Gunter. Goes back left side for Terry. Josh along the far sideline. Picked up by Crawford defensively. Back, he's picked up by Hughes defensively. Right side to Kearns in front of the St. Joe bench. Brennan steps inside the arc, wants to drive to the free throw line. Get it to Nick Borre, right side of the lane. Nick in the paint, will lay it up. No good, but he's sent to the floor. A foul on the shot. And the central foul is on Javion Henry. Javion is fourth. Team's first. Looks like Ramsey Nichols is set to go to the bench after this first free throw for Nick Borre at the line to shoot two. High school basketball and WSJM Sports brought to you in part by Victoria Eberhardt, Associate Broker of Realty Executives. Whether buying or selling, expect the best in service, get the best. Put Victoria Eberhardt and Tina Thornton with Realty Executives to work for you today. First free throw for Nick Borre, good. One more coming up. On the dead ball, sure enough, Javion Henry will check out as Hutch Ward will check back in for Coach Ramsey Nichols and the Giants. Second free throw for Borre is good. Nick 2 for 2 from the stripe. The first two free throws of the night for St. Joe. Borre's got four, 43-27. Central the lead in the basketball. Kamara, right side of the lane, will go to Hutch Ward, and Ward's jumper is good. Give him 2 points on the night. 45-27 is the central lead. St. Joe the basketball. Minute and a half gone here in the third quarter. Josh Terry along the right sideline will get it to Shinrock. Griffin, shovel pass into the lane to Bore. Nick, follow away jumper is good off the glass.
That's by four, Nick Bore.
Nick Bore now with six, 45-29. Kalamazoo Central the lead in the basketball. Crawford wants to drive it in. I take that back. Hughes wants to drive it in from the left side, and he's fouled on the way in. Bears foul is on Josh Terry. That'll be Josh's third. Team's first. Central will inbound along the baseline of the offensive end. He'll come to Hughes, leaning jumper left side of the lane. No, gets his own rebound. Lays it up in one motion and good. Hughes now with 13 points on the night to lead Kalamazoo Central. 47-29 is the St. Joe lead, and Josh Terry along the near sideline, dribbling, trying to dribble away from traffic, is fouled. Bumping foul on Muhammad Kamara. His third, team's second. So Ramsey Nichols goes back to the bench as Thomas Dillard will check in for Muhammad Kamara as he takes a seat with three personal fouls. Inbound pass will come to Terry. Josh has it in the high right wing. Leave it off for Shinrock. To Hedstrom, left side, Terry. Open for three, rims out, no good. Rebound loose on the floor, tracked down by Bore. Nick along the baseline right side. Shinrock will lay it up, got it. Shinrock's got two. 47-31, Central the lead in the basketball. 5.5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Gunter leans in from the right side of the lane, lays it up, no good. Hedstrom up for the defensive rebound for St. Joe. Luke to the free throw line. Get it to Kearns. Brennan at the top of the key. Wants to take the three. He decides better of it. He'll toss it left side for Bore. Nick will get it back top of the key to Kearns. Brennan in between the circles. Pull-up jumper just inside the arc. Rims out, no good. And Kalamazoo Central away with the rebound. Dribble pass into the offensive end. Stolen away by St. Joe. Kearns away with it for the Bears. Get it to Shinrock, baseline jumper right side. That rims out, no good. Rebound come out to Kalamazoo Central. Gunter goes to the left side. Here's Ward, a three-point jumper is good. Hutch Ward off the bench now with 5 points. To 31, Kalamazoo Central the lead. St. Joe the basketball. Bears will get it up over the timeline with Terry down the right sideline, and he is bumped as he makes his way toward the baseline. And the central foul is on Thomas Dillard. That'll be his first. And team's third. It'll be St. Joe basketball inbound along the near sideline on the offensive end. It'll come out to Terry, standing inside the midcourt circle. Josh, one-on-one out high against Hughes. Goes corner left side to Kearns. Brennan, give and go along the baseline. Pass comes into Hedstrom, and he's fouled from behind. It'll be St. Joe basketball underneath. And the foul on Kalamazoo Central's on Scott Hughes. His first, team's fourth. Jeremiah Sterling's going to check back in for St. Joe. 4:15 to go, third quarter, 50-31. Kalamazoo Central with the lead. St. Joe to inbound along the baseline of the offensive end. Kearns to toss it in. He'll come out high to Hedstrom. Luke will leave it off for Sterling, and Jeremiah to direct traffic in the left wing. Give it off to Hedstrom. Left side to Kearns. Brennan is back to Sterling. Jeremiah works off a screen as he brings it right side. Got it in front of the St. Joe bench. Bounces it down low to Nick Bore, who will lay it up and good. 8 points for Nick Bore. Central quickly into the offensive end. Ball is stripped away, but a foul on St. Joe. Thomas Diller was making his way into the paint. Brennan Kearns may have gotten him on the arm. And it is on Brennan. His second. Team's second of the half. Connor Wright on the dead ball will check in for St. Joe. Luke Hedstrom will check out. Andy Bloomgren is also going to check in for St. Joe. Brennan Kearns will check out. Central coach Ramsey Nichols looking for some clarification from the official before Central inbounds. It'll come to Hughes. Left side picked up by Bloomgren defensively. He'll bring it out high to set up the offense. 3:40 to go, third quarter. Hughes will kick it to the corner left side. Now get it out high in the right wing to Gunter. He'll drive left side of the lane, lay it up, no good. Bore the defensive rebound for St. Joe. Nick will go right side to Sterling. Jeremiah's pass left side of the lane is intercepted by Hughes. Get it to Gunter from the left side. He'll drive it in and lay it up and good. Trayvon Gunter now with 9 points on the night. 52-33 is the central lead. Maroon Giants the basketball, I should say St. Joe the basketball. Dump pass down low to Nick Borey underneath the bucket. Follow away layup is good. 10 points for Nick Borey. The other end, Hughes will ride the left side of the lane for Kalamazoo Central. Lay it up and good. Scott Hughes with 15 points on the night. 54-35 is the central lead. St. Joe up over the timeline. Double dribble as Griffin Shindrock tries to get it through traffic. Turnover back to Central. Tonight's ballgame in WSJM Sports brought to you in part by Lake Michigan College. Your journey begins at the lake. Check out lakemichigancollege.edu. 2:40 to go, third quarter, 54-35. Central the lead in the basketball. Hughes to the free throw line to Gunter. Fakes the jumper from the left wing. He'll drive it in, lay it up. It rolls out, no good. Blomgren the defensive rebound for St. Joe. Andy brings it down the right side. Get it to Connor Wright. Right into the lane. Kicks it right side for Shinrock. Now to Sterling. Jeremiah in the right wing. Right side of the lane to Bore. Nick backs in. Give and go to Wright. Wraparound layup is deflected. Loose ball is picked up by Kalamazoo Central. Crawford into the offensive end. Here's Hughes dribbling in the left wing. Hughes to the top of the key will go left side for Dillard. Thomas left side of the lane to Crawford. Gerald will lose it out of bounds and the turnover is going to go back to St. Joe. On the dead ball, Enrique Smith-Shepherd will check in for Kalamazoo Central. And for St. Joe, Grant Hardy will check in. Tonight's ballgame in WSJM Sports brought to you in part by Victoria Eberhard, associate broker of Realty Executives. Whether buying or selling, expect the best in service, get the best. Put Victoria Eberhard and Tina Thornton with Realty Executives to work for you today. 54-35, Kalamazoo Central the lead, St. Joe the basketball under 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. Grant Hardy down the left side of the lane, spins, lays it up, got it, and a foul. Hardy off the bench, his first bucket of the night. And the central foul is on Enrique Smith-Shepherd, his first, team's fifth. Grant Hardy goes to the line. To shoot one, looking to complete the three-point play. Grant's free throw, off the back of the iron, no good. Kalamazoo Central, the rebound, get it to Smith-Shepherd. Enrique down the left side of the lane will lay it up and he got it. Enrique Smith-Shepherd now with 5 points on the night. 56-37 is the Kalamazoo Central lead. St. Joe up over the timeline. Here's Blomgren. Andy down the left sideline leaves it out for Jeremiah Sterling. Sterling drives it in from the left wing. He'll lay it high off the glass. Rolls out, no good. Loose ball rebound to Bore. Nick right side of the lane. Leave it off for Sterling. Jeremiah in the right wing, looking down low, and his pass is kicked away. Loose ball is picked up by Kalamazoo Central. Hughes down the left side will lay it up, no good. St. Joe the rebound. Jeremiah Sterling quickly into the offensive end. 1 minute to go in the third quarter. Sterling in the high right wing for St. Joe. Top of the key to right, left side, here's Hardy. Grant wants to drive, he's denied, brings it back out to the top of the key, 45 seconds to go in the third quarter, Central up 56-37. To Blomgren, Andy bounces it right side of the lane to Nick Borey, drives it in, lays it up, no, but he's fouled on the shot. Nick's gotta go to the line to shoot two. Understand Coach Greg Schaefer's dad, Jerry Schaefer, is listening to us tonight. As he continues to get well, Coach, hope everything is well. You wanna talk about a class act, not just in the coaching ranks, but a great gentleman and a great role model to a lot of people. Coach Jerry Schaefer has touched so many lives, and hopefully, Coach, you're doing well. Glad you're able to listen in tonight. Hope to see you soon, if not at a ball game, just somewhere in town. You want to talk about a true Hall of Famer, not just as a coach, but as a person. That's Jerry Schaefer. First free throw for Nick is no good. Second one is also no good. Kalamazoo Central away with the rebound. 30 seconds to go in the quarter. 56-37 is the Central lead. Smith Shepherd, hash mark left side, will look to drive from there into the lane. Stops, pops, lays it up, no good. Rebound Blumgren for St. Joe. 20 seconds to go in the quarter. Andy up over the timeline. Leaves it off for Sterling, hash mark right side. Jeremiah will bring it to the top of the key. Left side, I should say right side to Bore. Now left wing to right. Left side to Hardy, 7 seconds to go. Grant along the baseline to Connor Wright. Connor's fall away jumper is no good. Central the rebound. That's going to do it for the third quarter. Take a break. We've played three at the Bear Den in this Division One district semifinal. Kalamazoo Central 56, St. Joe 37 on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports and the WSJM Sports app.
Truck buyers know Siemens in Bridgman is the area's undisputed truck headquarters, with America's number one and number two best-selling trucks, Ford F-Series and Ram trucks, at one location. And because of their high volume, Siemens in Bridgman can offer the best savings, product knowledge, and overall truck buying experience, hands down. Ford F-Series and Ram trucks, America's top two best-selling trucks, both at Siemens in Bridgman. Shop Siemens in Bridgman today, the area's undisputed truck headquarters. You might be really glad you did.
Nothing out of Detroit disappoints. So when the Motor City names a pizza, you know it's delicious. The all-new Detroit-style pizza from Pizza Hut is loaded to capacity with cheese, generous amounts of toppings, and a crisp crust on the edges. Straight out of the D. The all-new Detroit-style pizza is just $13.99. With a rectangular thick crust, you'll want to grab yours today. Call, walk in, or dine in at your local hometown Pizza Hut. So big, the internet can't handle it yet. No one out-pizzas the Hut.
106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports, Southwest Michigan Sports Station.
Phil McDonald back at the Bear Den at St. Joe. Our producer tonight, the Iron Man, Tony McDougal, putting in some extra time tonight. Appreciate his efforts making everything sound as well as they have back in our studios. Tony, appreciate that. One more quarter to go. Kalamazoo Central 56, St. Joe 37, the winner to take on Lakeshore for the district championship Friday night. St. Joe the basketball in the alternate possession. Off the inbound pass, Connor Wright, three-point jumper from the left wing is good. Connor off the bench now with 7 points at the other end. Gunter will drive the right side of the lane, lay it up, no good, but the offensive putback, Hutch Ward is good. And Ward's now got 7 points on the night. 58-40 is the Kalamazoo Central lead. St. Joe the basketball just underway here in the fourth quarter on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM. St. Joseph, Benton Harbor. Connor Wright from the corner left side will drive baseline, lay it up and good. Right now with 9 points tonight. 58-42 is the Central lead. And the Maroon Giants the basketball. 1 minute gone here in quarter number four. The winner to take on Lakeshore Friday night. Gunter, pull-up jumper along the baseline. Left side is no good. Trayvon is fouled on the way up by Josh Terry. And Josh will pick up his fourth personal foul. Team's third. So Trayvon Gunter goes to the line to shoot two for Central. High school basketball on WSJM Sports tonight, brought to you in part by Lake Michigan College. Your journey begins at the lake. Check out lakemichigancollege.edu. Already tonight, Benton Harbor has defeated Hamilton. The Tigers advance to Friday's district championship game in Holland. You'll hear live here on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports. First free throw from Trayvon Gunter is good. He's now 3 of 3 from the free throw line. One more coming up for the 6'2 senior. Jeremiah Sterling checking back into the lineup for St. Joe. Second free throw coming up for Gunter. It is good. Trayvon now with 11 points tonight. 60-42 is the Central lead, stealing the inbound pass. Pull-up jumper in the lane is good for Trayvon Ferris. Ferris off the bench, his first bucket of the night. Jeremiah Sterling down the right side for St. Joe. Picks up the dribble, get it to Brendan Kearns, top of the key to the free throw line. Now kick it right side for Hedstrom. Luke pull-up jumper right side of the lane is good. Luke Hedstrom with 4 points on the night. 62-44, Kalamazoo Central the lead in the basketball. 6.5 minutes to go in the game. On the right side, Enrique Smith-Shepherd with the basketball for the Giants. He's picked up by Hedstrom defensively. Brings it to the top of the key and will have a push on Hedstrom. as Smith-Shepherd tries to make his way to the top of the key. For Luke, his first, and the team's fourth. The broadcast of tonight's games have been a copyrighted presentation of the Michigan High School Athletic Association and WSJM Sports. No reproduction, retransmission, or other distribution of the descriptions or accounts of this game may take place without the express written consent of the MHSAA and 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports. Corner left side, here's Thomas Dillard for the Giants. Drives it into the lane, lays it up. No, but he's fouled on the way in. Dillard's going to go to the line to shoot a couple. And the foul on St. Joe is on Luke Hedstrom. The second, team's fifth. You can tell by the smile on his face that the foul may have been on Luke. And sure enough, he gave himself away. Dillard at the line to shoot two for Central. He's 2 for 2 at the line. He's got 4 points tonight. First one is good. One more coming up. Tomorrow night, girls high school basketball, Division IV regional championship from Martin High School. It's Michigan Lutheran taking on Martin, and it's a 6:30 tip-off. You'll hear it live here on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports, the WSJM Sports app, and online at WSJMSports.com. Second free throw for Dillard is also good. Trying to look at the scorebook real quickly. I don't think Kalamazoo Central has missed a free throw all night. 64-44 is the Central lead. Kearns jumper top of the key, no good. Sterling the rebound, get it back to Brennan. Kearns three-point jumper from the left wing is good. Brennan with 13 points tonight. 64-47 is the Central lead. Maroon Giants to basketball. Under 6 minutes to go in the game. Henry, left side of the lane, ball stolen away by Bore, stolen back by Henry, and he's going to get called for a reach-in foul. Javion Henry, that's going to be his fifth. He's going to foul out with 4 points on the night. As I mentioned earlier tonight, Benton Harbor defeated Hamilton 83-60. Buchanan has knocked off Niles 67-58. Eau Claire defeats New Buffalo 72-69. Our first game tonight had Lakeshore over Mattawan 63-33. Also a game, last check, close to the half. It was South Haven leading Coloma 20-13. Nick Bore at the free throw line. His first free throw is no good, will not get the bonus. Central away with the rebound. From the left wing, Muhammad Kamara brings it to the free throw line. Right side to Hughes, back to Kamara. 3-point jumper from the wing left side, no good. Sterling the rebound for St. Joe. Jeremiah down the left side, now has it inside the midcourt circle. One-on-one against Travion Ferris. The left side to right, Connor, left side of the lane to Bore. Nick into the paint, leans in, lays it up and good. Nick Bore's having a nice night off the bench. He's got 12 points for the Bears. 10 of those here in the second half. 64-49 is the Central lead. Kalamazoo Central the basketball from the right side. Fall away jumper, Thomas Dillard no good. St. Joe the rebound into the offensive end. They lose it on the floor, picked up by Central. Under 5 minutes to go in the game. Into the offensive end along the baseline, Kamara left side. He'll bounce it left side of the lane to Vandersdiel, and he'll lay it up and good. Darian Barnesdiel, his first bucket of the night. He's got two, 66-49 Central. Sterling at the top of the key for St. Joe. 4.5 minutes to go in the game to Bore. Nick in the middle of the paint. His pass down low is intercepted, then stolen back by Jeremiah Sterling. He'll lay it up. Nobody's fouled on the way up. Jeremiah is going to go to the line to shoot two. Travion Ferris picks up his second personal foul. Sixth on Kalamazoo Central in the half. Jeremiah Sterling at the line to shoot two for St. Joe. Jeremiah's first is good. One more coming up in between the free throws. Andy Blumgren checking back in for St. Joe. Connor Wright will check out for Coach Greg Schaefer. Coach Schaefer is going to hate to see these seniors graduate, but he's got some nice talent coming up through the ranks as well. And it's going to be looking bright for St. Joe basketball for a while. Second free throw for Sterling, no good. Kalamazoo Central away with the rebound. Pass into the offensive end. It's going to be lost out of bounds off of Central. It's going to go back to St. Joe. Bears will inbound in the backcourt. Three-quarter court pressure by Central. Get it to Kearns, top of the key. Brennan to the free throw line. Jumper's good. Brennan Kearns with 15 points on the night. 66-52. We'll have a timeout. Central will step aside. 4:05 to play. Kalamazoo Central 66, St. Joe 52. And 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports and the WSJM Sports app.
Some high school game officials get involved because they decided it was time to stop complaining about the referees as a spectator and become one. They found it to be a rewarding and humbling experience. We always need more officials. To get involved, go to MHSAA.com. There's help wanted, just whistle. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.
106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
4:05 to go in the game. Here in this Division I District Semifinal, Kalamazoo Central 66, St. Joe 52 on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM. St. Joseph Benton Harbor, the winner tonight, advances to take on Lakeshore for the district championship Friday night here at St. Joe High School. Central with the basketball. Coming out of the timeout, Gerald Crawford. Top of the key, he finds Travion Gunter. Gunter left wing to Scott Hughes. Hughes goes back right side to Gunter. He's picked up by Shinrock defensively around the perimeter. Get it to the left wing, Kamara. Right side, Crawford. One-on-one against Nick Bore. Kalamazoo Central looking to run a little clock here. Out high, it's Hughes. One-on-one against Kearns. We'll toss it to the right side to Kamara. 3.5 minutes to play. Central with the basketball up 66-52. And a bumping foul along the baseline on St. Joe. Scott Hughes was going baseline. And the Bears foul is on Jeremiah Sterling. Jeremiah, his fourth. Team is sixth. Central will inbound along the baseline in the offensive end. 3:23 to play. Central up 66 to 52. Kamara bring it out to Gunter at the midcourt circle, picked up by Shinrock defensively. Hands it back off to Muhammad Kamara. Kamara will drive it in from the left wing, kick it to the right side along the baseline. He finds Barnesdale. Barnesdale comes back out high to Hughes and Scott to reset the offense. Toss it to the left wing for Crawford. Back into the right wing, Hughes. We'll drive it in from there, lay it up, and good. Scott Hughes, 17 points. Nice job by the Maroon Giants to run some clock and get that good shot off. Now 2:45 to go in the game. St. Joe the basketball down 68-52. Sterling from the right wing. Three-point jumper away, off the front of the rim, no good. Crawford the rebound for Central. Nice pass into the left side of the lane, short jumper. Is Darren Varnsdale. Varnsdale's got 4 points on the night. 70-52 is the Central lead. Brennan Kearns, left side of the lane, to the free throw line, to Bore. Nick out high is bumped as he makes his way into the lane. Push out high, looks like it's going to be on Gerald Crawford. That'll be his first. Substitution for St. Joe is Josh Terry will check back into the lineup. Luke Hedstrom also back in. Checking in for Kalamazoo Central, Terrence Jones. James Spybrook also checking in. Got Nick Bore at the free throw line for St. Joe. Front end of the 1-1 is good. He'll get the bonus. High school basketball on WSJM Sports tonight brought to you in part by Victoria Eberhard, associate broker of Realty Executives. Whether buying or selling, expect the best in service, get the best. Put Victoria Eberhard and Tina Thornton with the Realty Executives to work for you today. Nick's second free throw is no good. Barnesdale the rebound for Central. And his pass into the offensive end is intercepted by Bore. Nick up over the timeline, 2 minutes to go. Kick it right side, Hedstrom. Three-point jumper rolls out, no good. Rebound out of bounds off Central. It will stay with St. Joe. Bears to inbound along the offensive baseline. Andy Blomgren to toss it in to the left of the St. Joe basket. Andy will come out high to Terry. Josh to the left of the midcourt circle. It's picked up defensively by Spybrook. To the right side of the lane. Andy Blomgren drives it in, lays it up. No good, but he's fouled on the shot. Andy's going to go to the line to shoot two. In the central foul, Terrence Jones, his first. Team's 10th sends Andy Blomgren to the line to shoot two. Andy's first trip to the line tonight. Michigan Lutheran takes on Martin Girls Division IV Regional Championship tomorrow night on WSJM Sports. 6:30 tip-off from Martin High School. Andy's first free throw no good. One more coming up. Minute 51 to go in the game. Kalamazoo Central, the 70-53 lead. Central is set to advance to play Lakeshore for the district championship Friday night here at St. Joe High School. Andy's second free throw is good. His first point of the night, 70-54. Central the lead in the basketball. Pass along the baseline, right side. Ward will kick it into the corner, left side. Three-point jumper for Spybrook, no good. St. Joe the rebound into the offensive end. Hedstrom will drive it in, lay it up and good. Hedstrom with 6 points. Minute and a half to go in the game. 70-56 is the Central lead. From the left side, three-point jumper, no good for Ward. Rebound Central, shot from the right side is rejected by Bore. Here comes Hedstrom down the lane, will lay it up. No, it rolls out, no good. Sterling the rebound for St. Joe and a reach-in foul on Kalamazoo Central. Minute 11 to go and Central up by 14. Central foul. It's on Terrence Jones once again, his second. Sends Jeremiah Sterling to the free throw line to shoot two in the double bonus. Jeremiah with 4 points tonight. Front end rolls out, no good. One more coming up for Jeremiah, the 6'1 senior. Second free throw is good. 70-57, Central the lead in the basketball. Maroon Giants up over the timeline. Right side, Spybrook. Get it to Jones near the midcourt circle. Loses it on the floor, gets it back, under a minute to go. Jones double teamed and he is fouled. And St. Joe going for the steal. A couple of bears in the area. Give it to Luke Hedstrom. Luke his third. Team's seventh. And the send Central to the free throw line. Terrence Jones to shoot two. Actually one and one. He's not shooting. It's one on the bonus for Jones. 56 seconds to go. 70-57 is the Kalamazoo Central lead. Substitutions for St. Joe is Greg Schaefer is going to clear the bench. Griffin Shinrock will check in. This is a chance for Greg Schaefer, and this is a class act here too. Greg Schaefer is giving the seniors a chance to walk off the court and get a standing ovation from the fans, and the seniors go to midcourt. Kiss the Bear logo at midcourt as they head out. Great group of seniors. Greg Schaefer cannot say enough about the class these guys bring in every game, every practice, every day. First free throw, no good for Jones, will not get the bonus. Connor right up over the timeline. Right wing, deep three-point jumper, rims out, no good. Jones the rebound for Kalamazoo Central. 40 seconds to go in the game. Jones. Near the midcourt circle, picked up by Troy Prattley defensively. He's going to leave it off for Spybrook, and he travels with it in midcourt, gives it back over to St. Joe. Tonight's ballgame in WSJM Sports brought to you in part by Lake Michigan College. Your journey begins at the lake. Check out lakemichigancollege.edu. St. Joe to inbound from the far sideline, just on the defensive side of midcourt. Grant Hardy to toss it in. We'll get it to Connor Wright. Connor bounces it right side for Shinrock. Griffin in the right wing. Top of the key to Prattley. 25 seconds to go in the game. To Hardy. Grant to the top of the key, left side to right. He's going to leave it off for Sam Simpson. Simpson, top of the key for three. Banked it in. Simpson for three. Kalamazoo Central's lead at 10, and that is going to do it as the Maroon Giants will just run out the clock at midcourt. Kalamazoo Central will win it by 10, and they will take on Lakeshore Friday night for the Division I District Championship. We will take a break. We'll come back and start to wrap things up. Final score from the Bear Den at St. Joe. It's Kalamazoo Central 70, St. Joe 60 on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports and the WSJM Sports app.
Family is the most important thing to me and to everyone on the crew in blue. That's why we're all so passionate about our family taking care of your family. Hi, I'm Casey Ross from City Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Our family is proud to represent the Ream family of products because we know that they're the best solution for your family. Just pick up the phone or stop on by our showroom downtown St. Joe to learn more about our financing option.
A Ream Pro Partner. Ream, the new degree of comfort.
Call the crew in blue, keeping you in your comfort zone since 1902.
Auto Owners has a local claims branch, so they have a field of adjusters here in St. Joe.
Rich Brand and Tara Halsey from IMS, a local company working with Auto Owners Insurance to provide local service to their clients.
I don't think you're going to feel real comfortable dealing with somebody who may be in Pennsylvania or Texas or, you know, California for that matter. Our whole staff lives locally. We're accessible. We're out there in the community every single day.
IMS in St. Joseph and Niles.
Insurance Management Service.
If your pre-owned car feels new, looks new, and drives like it's brand new, it's probably a certified pre-owned Ford from Campbell. Hi, I'm Brian Lears from Campbell Ford and Niles, Southwest Michigan's Ford Certified Pre-Owned Leader. Each one of our vehicles goes through Ford's meticulous 172-point inspection before it's called Ford Certified Pre-Owned. Then we put it through the painstaking Campbell inspection, so you'll swear you're driving new. See our stellar inventory at CampbellFordNiles.com. Campbell Ford, the best bottom line is right at the state line.
Southwest Michigan Sports Station, 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
Final score for the Bear Den in this Division I District Semifinal. Kalamazoo Central 70, St. Joe 60. I mentioned Greg Schaefer giving the seniors a chance to walk off this court one more time to a standing ovation from the St. Joe fans. Those seniors include Jeremiah Sterling, Luke Hedstrom, Josh Terry, Nick Bore, and Andy Bloomgrim. Again, those seniors meaning an awful lot to Coach Greg Schaefer and this program. And he hates to see the seniors graduate, but he's got some nice talent coming back as well. But a nice gesture there to give the seniors a chance to walk off to the standing ovation. So with the loss, St. Joe's season is done. Kalamazoo Central with the win will advance to take on Lakeshore for the district championship Friday night. We'll take a break. We'll come back and take a look at the final stats. Final score, Kalamazoo Central 70, St. Joe 60 on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
Hi, this is Rachel from Rogers Foodland. Wouldn't it be great if I could just wave a magic wand and grant you extra time? I almost can. Just go to rogersfoodland.com and click on Shop Now. You can have your order ready for pickup or we'll even deliver. And when you shop online, you'll find the prices are the same low prices you'll find in our store.
That's Rogers Foodland. Faster, easier, friendlier. The family food store.
Our family helping your family like only a family can. That's Rogers Foodland, and thank you.
Nothing out of Detroit disappoints. So when the Motor City names a pizza, you know it's delicious. The all-new Detroit-style pizza from Pizza Hut is loaded to capacity with cheese, generous amounts of toppings, and a crisp crust on the edges. Straight out of the D. The all-new Detroit-style pizza is just $13.99. With a rectangular thick crust, you'll want to grab yours today. Call, walk in, or dine in at your local hometown Pizza Hut. So big, the internet can't handle it yet. No one out-pizzas the Hut.
106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports, Southwest Michigan Sports Station.
Final score from St. Joe, the Division I District Semifinal, Kalamazoo Central 70, St. Joe 60. Final stats, first of all, for Kalamazoo Central. Scott Hughes leading the way with 17 points, also in double figures. Trayvon Gunter with 11 and Gerald Crawford with 10 points on the night. For St. Joe, they were paced by Brennan Kearns off the bench. Brennan with 15 points on the night, 13 points for Nick Bore. The rest of the Bears, Jeremiah Sterling with 5. Luke Hedstrom had 6 points tonight. Josh Terry with 4. Andy Bloomgren, 1 point. Griffin Chinrock had 2. Connor Wright off the bench had 9 points on the night. Grant Hardy had two, and Sam Simpson with 3 points on the night. The earlier game tonight won by Lakeshore 63-33 over Mattawan. In that contest for the Lancers, Jacoby Young leading the way with 12 points. That sets up Lakeshore and Kalamazoo Central for the district championship here at St. Joe Friday night. We'll take our final break. We'll come back and take a look at some of the other scores around Southwest Michigan. Final score here is St. Joe 70, Kalamazoo Central. Kalamazoo Central 70, St. Joe 60 on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports.